Our book reviewer is Carol Bew of the Women's Bookshop in Auckland. Kia ora, Carol.
Good morning, Catherine.
The Space Between is by Lauren Keenan. What do we have here, please?
Well, she's Lauren is a Maori woman, and this is a wonderful historical novel set in Taranaki in 1860, right before the Taranaki land wars break out. The contentious Waitara block is about to be sold. What she captures brilliantly here is the absolute ignorance and snobbery and arrogance of many of the English settlers who were there. And I think if I was still teaching, as I did years ago, a senior English, I would get my students to read this to understand Maori values and their dignity, because of this wonderful Maori woman who has such dignity in the book, and contrasting that with the arrogance and the complete lack of understanding from the settlers. There are three main characters: Frances, who is an English woman in her early 30s. She's a spinster, as she was called then. She had been stepping out with Henry White in London years ago, 12 years ago, and she is very shocked when she and her penniless now mother, and very, mother's a terrible snob and brother is arrogant and ghastly, they are in a dire situation financially. They arrive in New Plymouth, the Mutu, as the Maori would call it, the English of course call it New Plymouth. They arrive there, and she has some understanding of the Maori people because she meets Mataria, and she discovers that Henry, who she had been stepping out of London, is here, and he is married to a Maori woman, and they have pale-skinned twin children. This is not a novel about two women, contesting over a man at all. It's about the dignity of the Maori woman. Mataria has been a slave. When the Waikato invaded Taranaki, she as a child was captured and taken as a slave, and her own iwi are very, very hard on her. They exclude her. Her own sister is really quite cruel to her. So it's not portraying Maori as perfect and Pākehā settlers as all abhorrent, but Mataria has an injured leg from when she was captured, and she is in pain a lot of the time, but she has such dignity, and you love her. You just think she's an amazing, amazing woman. The development of her character is so well done. The book begins with the Maori having to have a pass to go into Namutu, New Plymouth. And Mataria says, "Why should I swear allegiance to a queen I've never met in order to walk in the footsteps of my ancestors?" But she doesn't want to have to get a pass and swear allegiance to the Queen of England to get that pass. So the war is about to break out. What you get is things like the women stripping harakeke, the flax, and preparing food and getting ready for the war from the point of view of survival. There's also quite a lot of humour. Henry gets drunk at one point and obviously wins a chair and brings a chair home to their hut, and Mataria is sort of furious with him, but there's lovely exchanges go on. They obviously have a very positive and happy relationship. The structure is quite simple. One chapter is told by Frances, one chapter is told by Mataria. There are a lot of Maori words in them, and I understood a lot. None of them are explained or translated, and I actually found I understood a lot of them, which is great. I would liken it to Jenny Patrick's novels, like the Tennyson Rose, right, some of those historical novels. And it's got real heart to it. It's quite a simple novel in some ways, but it's got real heart to it.
Okay, so Carol, thank you. Thank you. Highly recommend. Thank you very much. Yes. Carol Bew of the Women's Bookshop has reviewed The Space Between by Lauren Keenan, published by Penguin Random House, New Zealand.